Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hain. The countdown has begun for the Sydney fireworks, with a million people expected to travel to the Sydney Harbour foreshore to see the display. Spots at various points around the harbour this year are not ticketed, and people are urged to plan ahead to get to sites before they reach capacity. More than 100 creatives have been involved over 18 months to bring the fireworks show to life. City of Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore says the economic return from the event is large.
Tonight's the night. The stage is set for more fireworks to be launched from more locations than ever before. Tonight is about celebrating our incredible city, our creativity and our community. We'll have about a million people around the foreshore and half a billion people around the world watching. The event contributes $280 million to the Australian economy and puts Sydney on the map as a global city for tourism, for business, for cultural events and for technological creativity.
New laws making wage theft a criminal offence come into effect from tomorrow. The intentional underpayment of workers will be a crime under the legislation. The maximum penalty for an individual is either 10 years in jail, a fine, or both. The maximum fine for a company could be in the millions. Federal opposition leader Peter Dutton has sought to reach a younger audience of voters by giving an interview with Australian Olympic diver turned podcaster, 22-year-old Sam Fricker. The Liberal Party leader rarely gives interviews, reducing the opportunity for questions on his policies. Appearing on Sam Fricker's Diving Deep podcast, he was interviewed about his life story, how he became a politician, and relationship breakups. He says he realised early on politics could be an arena where he could make a change.
High interest rates and government policy was something that was discussed around our kitchen table. Whilst I always wanted to be a policeman as a very young child, I became more interested in politics toward the end of, I guess, year 12 and then beyond that. And I went into, I'd always had sort of a small business interest and worked in a butcher shop and mowed lawns and all sorts of stuff to try and save some money early on. Yeah. So I'd had that sort of entrepreneurial interest, and the opportunity came up to run in politics.
The United States Treasury Department says it was targeted by a China state-sponsored actor, which resulted in hackers gaining access to certain employee workstations with access to unclassified documents. In a letter to Congress, the department says the hackers were able to compromise a third-party cloud-based service provider to gain access. The department says it's working to assess the impact of the hack. In tennis, Iga Swiatek has cast aside her doping saga to launch her summer campaign in explosive fashion at the United Cup in Sydney. The world number 2 defeated lowly ranked Malene Helgo 6-1-6-0 in barely an hour, then teamed up to win a thrilling deciding mixed doubles to pilot Poland to a 2-1 victory over Norway. The 5-time Grand Slam champion competed in her first official matches since a 1-month suspension late last year over a positive test result for a banned heart medication. Swiatek says it has been confidence building to get those winning results.
I know that on the baseline I can do a lot, so I'm happy that in those, you know, important moments I could hold it a little bit longer than before, I think. And I'm happy that I kind of didn't panic, you know, because I at first, you know, since I haven't played mixed doubles in a while, I felt like, you know, I need to do more than usual. But then I just tried to, you know, play my game, and that was the right choice.
That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hayne.